Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Truth Seekers Podcast. Today is day 16 of Advent. We are taking time to prepare for Christmas as we remember the birth of Jesus and what Christmas is really all about. Remember, an angel appeared to Mary before Jesus was born and told her what was about to happen. She was told that she would be the mother of Jesus, the Son of God. The night Jesus was born and the night the shepherds came to see the baby, the Bible says, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." Mary looked around and there she saw the shepherds who were standing around worshiping Jesus. She watched them bow and worship the newborn king. What an amazing moment that must have been. Mary knew this was really of the Lord. She hadn't told them about the baby. Joseph hadn't told them about the baby. Only God could have been the one to tell them and bring them to the stable. When Mary realized the magnificence of the moment, she treasured it in her heart. What does it mean to treasure something? To treasure something means it is very important to you. You want to keep it and never let it go. Mary treasured the moment of Jesus' birth. She knew how important and how special it was, and she wanted to remember it always in her heart. As we celebrate Christmas this year, may we too treasure Jesus in our hearts. May we make him the most important thing in our lives. He is the greatest treasure we will ever receive. Jesus told a parable about the treasure that is not only Jesus, but what Jesus came to bring us, his kingdom. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. When we realize how valuable Jesus is and how much it means that he offers us his kingdom, we should be willing to give everything we have, our entire lives, for him. Let us be like Mary and treasure Jesus in our hearts. I'd like to read you a short story called The Familiar Christmas Gift by Sue Monk Kidd. One December, when my daughter Anne was only 6, she tucked 2 gifts beneath the Christmas tree, one for her daddy, the other for me. "What do you suppose they are?" I asked my husband. He shrugged, as puzzled as I. On Christmas morning, I opened my gift to find a pair of slightly familiar-looking silver earrings. In her daddy's package was a navy tie with little tan ducks on it. "Why, Anne," I exclaimed, genuinely amazed, "where did you get these lovely gifts?" "The old chest," she answered. That's when I recognized the earrings as some I'd retired to the chest at least 10 years before. The tie had been discarded long ago, too. Anne had given us gifts we already possessed. And she had reminded me of something important. Christmas should not be simply the experience of getting more, but waking up to what we already possess. For God has already given us everything we need: a Savior, love, hope, eternal life, beauty, peace of mind, joy, faith, community, so much. Only we don't always experience them. With time and familiarity, we tend to lose touch with God's abundance. So this Christmas, let's not just open what is new beneath the tree, but reopen what is already ours. Dear Jesus, you are more precious and more valuable than all the silver and gold and money in the world. We treasure you in our hearts today. Thank you for coming to earth to make it possible for us to be a part of your kingdom. We wait patiently for the day you will return, and we will see you and your kingdom and all the beauty and glory it holds. As we open presents this Christmas, we remember that there is no greater or more valuable gift than you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture readings for today came from Matthew 13, verses 44 through 46, and Luke chapter 2, verse 19. Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to our time together tomorrow.